Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning, ladies and gents. That time again. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, bringing you the inside track on health. That is my mission. A little education makes your choices easy. Today we're going to go after one of the more prominent choices, and that is which diet for you to become, which diet for you to subscribe to. So many out there. The truth is there aren't so many out there. If you understand the basic principles of science, and we could say of dietary science, if you understand those basic principles, then you can see that basically most of your dietary choices are just playing around with a couple of basic physiological principles. If you'll take the time, especially today, to understand these principles, well, then I think you'll navigate your course more easily with less stress. Those of you who are down, unfortunately, chronically ill, have maybe had a decade or two of your life taken away, not optimized in your existence, that sort of thing, well, this becomes an even more pressing issue. And so rather than just skirt from fad to fad to fad and book to book to book and YouTube clip from YouTube clip and flip a coin and pray, I urge you to try to understand the science. It revolves around two words, and I've mentioned these in the past on the show, but really going to take a look at them today more deeply. Anabolism and catabolism. Those words, in more serious science, catabolism and anabolism mean much because they dictate the two ways that your body utilizes the energy that it makes from food. Catabolism being breakdown, anabolism being synthesis or buildup. And the way to look at your body is that it's in a constant state of either breaking down stuff that it needs to break down for energy or synthesizing stuff that it needs to synthesize for repair and to rebuild. Now, if you really get into the meaning and the implications of that, dietary science becomes extremely clear. But let's just start with two, I think, very contrasted ways of approaching your dietary choices. One is this paleo thing. Now, we're all using the word paleo, fortunately or unfortunately, because of a book that's come out over the past few years called The Paleo Diet. The truth is, the paleo diet, yes, it's got some modifications that are specific unto itself, but the concept of making the carbs very low, bringing up the fats and moderating the proteins, the animal proteins, has been around for a long time, much longer than paleo. And of course, there's been this little dance about should you do dairy, should you not do dairy, should the meat be raw or cooked? What's the ratio between the carbs, the fats, and the animal protein? And as people vary those things and attach their name to a new book, throw their credentials down, have seminars, time their message beautifully, get endorsement from other people, well, then you see these variations occur. But basically, when you're looking at very animal-heavy diets, in other words, the ones that endorse the animal protein, in addition to that, like the Weston Price Institute, those ketogenic people that will endorse dairy, okay? Again, paleo doesn't. But whether you're into dairy or not, the animal protein-based diets tend to be very important for people who have to build tissue. And what you there in the audience must understand about disease states is that for a multitude of reasons, you have suffered from the fact that you have become cachexic. That's another word that just means weak, disintegrated, puny, without flesh. And there's a multitude of reasons from that. We're not going to get into those reasons, but many people in debilitating states of health are in a state of cachexia. This is where they've been breaking down, in that their catabolizing processes, their breakdown processes, have crossed an unreasonable line, and they're basically, well, emaciated. And we all know that. That's common sense. We see people in different stages of disease, and we see they're not healthy. There's no muscle or meat on the bone. They look gaunt. Their color's not good, so on and so forth. So you understand that. You know what cachexia and catabolism looks like. Out there in the vegan community, when people are not doing vegetarianism or veganism correctly, and again, I cite that as opposed to correctly versus incorrectly. When vegetarianism or veganism is not done correctly, people will also look emaciated, gaunt, not healthy, almost like they've got a disease, but they don't. So you already understand cachexia. You already understand, in a sense, when a catabolic process has overridden anabolic processes. When you're 20 years old and you're kind of out of shape and your muscles are kind of puny and you decide to get healthy, hit the track, hit the gym, do all those wonderful things you do for your health and hone yourself, sculpt yourself into the picture of health. Bottom line is you've shunted yourself into an anabolic phase. You've moved from a more catabolic to an anabolic phase, and you look like you're sprouting. Puberty. Would you call puberty? Think of your puberty, your children's puberty, your grandchildren's pubic phases, when every time you turn around, they're another inch taller, their muscles are another inch thicker, their voices are much deeper. Would you call that catabolism? No, you wouldn't. You'd say they're in a sprouting, anabolic synthesis phase. So you understand these things. Now, this is the secret. This is where the rubber hits the road. And I'll put it to you in a single Medici sentence, as I often do, to hopefully give you an essence understanding of the big picture. The art in the deal of bringing yourself out of chronic symptomology or disease states. I'm talking to you, my specialty, people who have had years of their life taken away and they're just not well. You may even hobble to work, pay your rent and bills, but you have no quality of life. Or people worse than that can't work. They lie in a room. They've got a certain amount of energy per day. They count exactly the number of chores they can participate in each day, and then that's it. And that's the way they've lived for 2, 5, 10 years. When you're like that, the secret out of that hole is to vary catabolism with anabolism in the correct way. The secret to getting yourself out of disease states is to sensitize yourself, and I mean, you have to attenuate the nervous system. You have to become more body-centered. You have to learn to listen with more impunity to the messages that your body is sending to you. Once done, what you're really doing is varying a catabolic diet with an anabolic diet, with a catabolic diet with an anabolic diet. At no one's ratio, but the ratio that your body demands. In other words, you blend anabolism with catabolism specific to where you're at in your life at this present moment. Now, we're going to expand on this, but understand, no matter what your dietary choice is, you're varying the ability of that diet to compel you to break down tissue versus the ability of that diet or dietary shift to compel your body to begin to synthesize tissue. And moving yourself through the labyrinth of health from disease to health is a variation in that sequence. And you have to call upon the higher intelligence of your body, something outside your analytical abilities, something larger, something deeper, something more compelling. And really what you call a healing is stacked on the back of your ability to streamline that listening process. If you could only understand this. I well concede that for as much as you may be nodding your head, the real meaning of this is only to be borne out through experience. You can't really understand what I'm talking about unless you begin to experience it. If a doctor has any role, it's to supervise your listening abilities. Isn't that odd? If a doctor has any real role, it's to supervise the process through which you attune yourself to the messages that your body's giving you. Isn't that counterintuitive? Isn't that so different from what we really call doctor or medicine or healing? For most people, healing is that thing that you do based upon some choice, and then it works. And then you say, I tried it and it works and I'm happy and I'm healed. This is nonsense. That's not what happens. What brings you from a chronic diseased state to health is an attunement of your listening faculty. And this is so neurologically bound. This is so connected to your nervous system. Centers in your brain and your spinal cord and your peripheral nerves, mediated through the chakras or the nerve plexuses, become more refined in their attunement to the signals that the body's asking you to interpret. For those of you new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. No, you will not hear a show like this in the United States. You certainly will not. I can say that without doubt over two decades. Get on my website, straighttalk.cc, not .com.cc. Don't just sit there and be entertained. Do something for yourself. Many who listen are ill and doing nothing, unfortunately, intelligently. It's not your fault unless you turn your back on education. You have to get that concept. Get to the website. Many of you still listen on the radio solely. Please get to the website so you can look at the pictures. The pictures enhance your understanding. If you're driving, get to the website when you get home. Let's talk about a name here, Anne Wigmore. Anne Wigmore. Some of you know the name Anne Wigmore. Some of you may know the name Brian Clement. Some of you may know that name. Some of you may know the name Hippocrates Institute in Florida. Some of you may know the name Wheatgrass. Some of you may know the name Sprouting. Some of you may know the name Hooked on Raw by a woman named Rio. Certain any client of mine knows the name Rio, R-H-I-O, the book Hooked on Raw. These are the vegan-esque eaters. But they're a special class of veganites, meaning no dairy, no animal protein, and just they're plant-based people. And some of you know that name, but lots of you don't understand that really the hijacking of vegetarianism occurs because you cannot get enough nutrient into your body. This is the issue with vegans and vegetarians. They can't get enough nutrition in because they're eating their plant matter in more indigestible forms and with low nutrition per unit mass of their vegetarian fare. Sprouting solved this problem. This is a concept of medical doctor named Joel Furman.